While wandering through the grounds of Tracy Aviary, guests spend most of their time viewing exhibits about bird habitat. School children gather here to learn more about birds that are native to Utah and those that migrate through the state. It is the sky where these birds fly that has the Bird Rescue Organization working with local businesses and the Clark Planetarium to raise funds for a project to reduce the amount of light pollution near the aviary.
So we have birds coming and going from lots of places.
Jess Dwyer is the chapter leader for the Dark Sky Initiative in Salt Lake City.
We are effectively on their superhighway as they migrate. And so our city lights confuse them. They're drawn into cities. And once they're there, it's a combination of the fact that they can't see glass, and they get confused, they get exhausted, and many of them die in collisions with buildings.
Dwyer is working with organizations in Salt Lake City on a new initiative called Lights Out for Migration.
Light pollution is both really challenging to address and really wonderful to address because it's one of the few issues that impact ecological health, human health, and finances.
On Thursday, the aviary grounds will transform into a nighttime outdoor education center. Live music will play as visitors wander the grounds. Staff from the Clark Planetarium will be on hand for the viewing of birds as they migrate past what is expected to be a full moon. With UPR News, I'm Owen Sidwell.